644 1320 WILS. So we're still waiting on the Trump administration's second attempt to put into place a travel ban when it comes to these seven countries. The one that the initial one, of course, was blocked by the courts. Byron Henry with us, an attorney, legal expert at solidcounsel.com. He's here to give us his thoughts on how this second attempt might work out. Byron, great to have you on WILS.
Glad to be with you.
So, you know, last night the big story broke on MSNBC was that this leaked intelligence assessment found that what they assess is that these immigrants, these foreign-born people, that they were not actually radicalized when they entered. That happened years after they came into the country, which makes it so you can't really justify the ban. What do you make of that, by the way?
Well, I mean, certainly there's some that raises a lot of concerns about what's going on within the country, but the fact is that their country of origin hasn't changed, and both George W. Bush and President Obama's administration, when they were in office, certified those seven countries as specific countries called out from all the other ones that had a specific concern with exporting terrorism, whether it's exporting a terrorist or the notions of terrorism, and they basically, you know, become terrorists after they get here. I think the point is you've got to watch out for these seven countries.
So when we talk legally, what was wrong with the initial ban that they attempted?
Well, assuming ultimately that the initial ban wasn't going to be upheld ultimately once it made it through the entire system, because of course what happened was very preliminary when it got enjoined out in Seattle in the Ninth Circuit. Mm-hmm. The main problem was, I think there was some vagueness up front as to whether or not the order applied to aliens that had their green cards, lawful permanent residents, because they have a special constitutional / statutory protection. Mm-hmm. And if the travel ban applied to lawful permanent residents, there could have been some due process issues, both constitutional and statutory. Okay. Even though the Trump administration came out a couple days after it was issued, the order, and said it does not apply to lawful permanent residents, the text of the order itself left some wiggle room or some ambiguity, and therefore the courts had an issue with that part. So that's the biggest part.
So if you pull that out, is there any way to avoid a successful legal challenge if they try the ban again?
Well, in fact, he's going, according to reports, the president is going to exclude lawful permanent residents, and he's going to go a step further. He is going to say that if you have a visa that's already been issued through the current vetting process in hand, a visa that's been issued by the State Department, you are exempt from the travel ban as well. So you can travel from those countries if you have an issued visa. So now the only people that will be affected by the order are those people that do not have lawful permanent resident status or a visa, and are outside the country, such as refugee seekers, asylum seekers, and people seeking to get a visa, and there's no argument that they have statutory or constitutional rights in this country. So it will go a long way, if not the whole way, in immunizing his new travel ban from legal challenge.
Okay. But, I mean, the challenge will show up no matter what. Is it just a matter of any court deciding that there's something wrong with the ban? I mean, do you think we could see the same thing on any given grounds? Or
I do think that there's one ground remaining. First, if they bring the same grounds, I think it's just a matter of time before the order is upheld in its entirety based on the court's prior rulings and the president's discretion under statutes. But there is one claim that was not resolved by the Ninth Circuit, and that is this claim that by targeting these six countries, was seven, now it will be six without Iraq, that you're targeting them based on religion instead of based on any facts with respect to the dangers of terrorism, and therefore it's an unconstitutional or unlawful discrimination based on religion. Mm-hmm. That will probably be brought again, and that will have to go up through the system. I don't know what judges will say. I will just simply say I find it unlikely that claim will ultimately succeed.
Right, because he initially, of course, came out and said there should be a ban on Muslims specifically. Then that changed. Could that statement in itself, even though it's not part of, would not be part of the ban, the fact that he said that earlier during the campaign, could that be used against the ban?
Yeah, well, they're using two statements. One, he made some campaign statements about Muslims and checking them, you know, banning them and whatnot. And they also have that Rudy Giuliani comment about how President Trump allegedly asked Rudy Giuliani about keeping Muslims out of the country. There's a couple of problems with that. One, it's not in the order. The order does not purport to target anyone based on religion, but more importantly, he didn't make those statements as president. The president of the United States signed this order. A candidate in a campaign made some statements about things he might be able to do. So I think there's some major problems with using campaign statements from a candidate as the official position of the chief executive of the United States. And I think we'll see that fleshed out if that challenge gets brought.
Okay, one last thing, Byron. The holding with Jeff Sessions, as an attorney, what are your thoughts about how things have about Jeff Sessions, his statement that, look, I wasn't lying when I talked to Congress. I was I just didn't mention it. Does that pass with you?
I understand the distinction that Attorney General Sessions is making, especially since he does a lot of business. And the idea that somehow someone who supports a candidate, such as Jeff Sessions supported candidate Trump, and there was others that supported, candidate Cruz and whatnot, that if they have contact with other countries or representatives from other countries or companies from other countries and whatnot, that they're somehow, the election or is somehow tainted or, the idea that Jeff Sessions is not going to meet with members of foreign countries, including Russia, while he's a senator just because someone's running for president that he supports is ludicrous.
Right, but he denied having that meeting, right, basically is what happened.
Well, I think what he was denying was he having any contact as regarding the campaign. It may be that he actually said, no, I didn't have any contact. And in his mind, he was thinking, well, of course I didn't have any contact with him about the campaign or about President Trump. But in fact, he did have contact with him, and I think the president tweeted out about that, and he's admitted that he did have a meeting with them at this point. So I believe that he's probably smart to just say, listen, I'll let someone else run this investigation. I'll step away from the Russia claims completely so that there could be no claim of any taint with respect to his investigation.
It's Byron Henry, legal expert and attorney, solidcounsel.com. Byron, thanks.
My pleasure.